Tonight, boys soccer recap for Tuesday, May the 12th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Carroll and Kemper both in action on a Tuesday night. The boys of Carroll hosted North Polk while the Kemper boys traveled down to Atlantic, and both coming away with really nice wins. The Carroll Tigers built themselves a 2-0 lead, picking up a 3-1 victory again over North Polk. Here in Polking scored at the 12:20 mark of the first half. Luis Caldera extended that lead to 2-0 at the halftime, scoring with 30 seconds left in the first half. Now, North Polk made a game of it. They scored at the 23:01 mark of the second half to cut that deficit down to 2-1. Kieran Polking, though, salted the game away, giving Carroll that 3-1 advantage with 1:53 left in the game. Now, Kieran Polking finished up with 2 goals on 3 shots. Luis Caldera with 1 goal on 3 shots. Landon Peterson had 2 shots, while Sawyer Hawkins, Nolan Stitz, and Wes Onken each had 1 shot on the night. And now, Jared Moore had a really good night defensively, as did the entire Carroll defense, Moore finishing up with 18 saves. Carroll's had a great year so far. They finish 10-5-1 after the win tonight, and they'll be back in action with more regular season action Friday when they host Red Oak. Kemper Knights, meanwhile, traveled down to Atlantic. It was a battle. It was 2-2 at the halftime. The Knights had 4 different players score a goal. Charlie Mayhall and Aiden Honlos each scored, and then the Knights would take control in the second half. They go on to double up Atlantic, winning it by a final of 4-2. It was Grant Nebel adding a goal. Timothy Myers also adding a goal in that win. Chris Ortner and the defense really settled in the second half, Ortner finishing up with 5 saves. The win moves the Kemper boys to 8-6-1 on the season. They will head down to Creston coming up on Thursday night. So again, Carroll and Kemper boys both winning on Tuesday night. And if you missed any of the details, everything is typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.